Hello.
Hello, my name is Anastasia, returning your call from customer support. How can I help?
There was some orders of CMOS that I had I'd seen it on my account, and I was like, hey, and I canceled that order already. It was like they sent me not they were trying to send me two orders. Not only just one order, but two orders. So I canceled the order. And then, let me see, I got the screenshots here. It was December the 7th. That was, Extend Garden Remarkable 833-202-2369, Ohio. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm just listening.
Yep. And, I canceled the order. I changed it on my Amazon. I was like, hey, I canceled that order before. So I canceled it again. And then the next thing I know, they took the money off my account. And I'm like, oh, for real, though? After I canceled you, you still took the money?
Okay. What's your zip code?
45251.
45251?
Yes.
Your personal last name?
The Amazon account is in my daughter's name, Janine, Janeen Hopkins, Hopkins. But we both order off of there.
Her name is Janine.
Janeen, Janeen. You got a hella background noise going on back there.
J-A-N-E-E-N. What's your name?
My name is Ladarryl Hopkins. LadarrylHopkins.
I'm not finding an account with your daughter's name. Are you say Amazon?
Yes.
We're not Amazon.
I'm talking about you, the garden, that garden crap, whatever it is. That garden, if you're looking up for the garden, for the prescription, it's under my name, Hopkins, Ladarryl, LADARR. And this is Extend Garden Remarkable something. Is that who you representing?
A third party, which means we represent over 400 different companies.
Pardon?
We're a third party, we represent over 400 different companies.
Okay, right. But for the account, it was Extended Garden Remarkable. Something remark. That's who took the money. And that's where I got this number from. I'm talking about, it said the check card is Extend Garden Remarkable at the number, and then Ohio, then the date. Then it's got the, I got the number at the bottom, the order number probably. My name is Ladarryl Hopkins, LAD as in David, ARRYL Hopkins, HOPKINS.
Okay. How much were you charged?
Let me see right here. 60, where did it go? Damn it, man. Let me check right here. Okay, that's right here. 60, how much is it? It was 67.32.
Can you verify your address?
3037 Wheatfield Drive, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45251.
Okay. And can you hold while your account pulls up?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I do see where you went online and got a testicle bag, and you didn't counsel, so you were billed for a price for that testicle bag. But if you want to counsel, I can't have you counsel.
Or a tactical bag.
Yes.
That was $67.32 for a tactical bag that says you pay shipping and handling?
Yes, and if you didn't counsel, you had to pay full price. If you would have counseled, it would only have been $7.95, but you didn't counsel.
Trying to cancel now, I'm talking about, you know, that's the Moki. I'm talking about, you know, that must have been some serious fine print. As I said, at school, I read all of that. I didn't see nothing about no, if you don't cancel, you'd be charged $67. I thought that was for the other two things I canceled, for the extended garden. You know what I'm saying? That was for the extended garden. That's what it says on the account. So how does a tactical bag have to do with extended garden? Remarkable.
Not, sir. I just work at the call center.
Okay, so what are you trying to say?
I can have you counsel. That's the best thing that I can do for you is have you counsel.
Okay, well, help me cancel. Please, and thank you. I would appreciate it very much, love.
Okay, and I do have that account canceled out for you. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
You have a blessed day.
You do the same, sir. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, thank you, love.